5:13. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. Many years ago, I attended a small rural church, and there came a need for an additional deacon. There were two men that applied for the position. One had been a believer for 30 years, and the other about 10. When the church board made a decision, they picked the man who had been walking the walk for 10 years. The other fellow was furious, absolutely furious, and wanted to know what the deal was. After all, these are his words.
I have been a Christian for 30 years, and in light of my long standing, why did the board pick the guy who only had 10 years in Christ?
Well, let me tell you, the board was reluctant to answer because they knew it would hurt the man's feelings, but he insisted they give him an answer. So, they did. They told him, "It's a point of maturity. Yes, you have been a believer for 30 years, but you've been a one-year-old Christian for 30 years. Some of us have been at this a long time, but have we been just marking time being religious? What a waste of time. And there you have it, spending our time doing something which produces nothing. Have we gotten down to business with God, doing the work of being honest and being honorable? You know, I really believe God is raising the bar on honor. And with honor comes respect and dignity. And of special note here, respect and dignity are two different words in both Hebrew and Greek. With an elevated position comes leadership, and with leadership comes the constant crossroads of divine power or corruption, and righteous leadership has to choose being kingdom builders instead of empire builders. Before dignity should be honor, God-given honor. For in that God-given honor is grace as a door of life. As God grows honor in us, He gives dignity to lead well. Self-gotten dignity, a platform of our own making, that manufactured persona which requires an image management program, is possible. Meaning dignity before honor is probably the idea behind pride goes before a fall. If we've been at this for a while, and our concern is far more focused on our elevated position and magnificence, but have neglected honesty and being a person of honor, that is the very definition of being religious. Maybe this is part of what Paul was addressing in Hebrews 5:12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. Let's stop living by our feelings and start living by what we know down deep in our heart. There is inherent power in the Word of God. It doesn't necessarily change the way we look, and it may not change our feelings right away. But it does change the foundations of our heart, which influences everything else about us. Never, never let your state define your standing. Let me say that again. Never, never let your state define your standing. I know I have been made right with God by the power of His Word and the blood of Jesus. And even if the devil comes pounding on my door, intimidating me to cower, whispering defeat and depression through the windows of my house, am I going to believe the God of the Bible? Or am I going to believe my feelings? Are you going to assume you're worthless and no good, just a dead dog, because it's how you feel? Or are you going to grab your Bible and believe what God says? I don't care how I feel. I know I've been made right with God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Emotions are important, and they are different than feelings because they go much deeper. But when emotions grip our very being, especially when they come out of woundedness and brokenness, we can easily be swept to a whole new depth that can challenge our everyday life of staying encouraged. Never let your state define your standing.